Gas prices are way up after calls by some U.S. lawmakers to ban the import of Russian oil. So far, the Biden administration has yet to pursue that ban, but the turmoil in global energy markets raises questions about oil dependency and the future of energy and climate policy. Let's talk now to Erin Sikorsky. She directs the Center for Climate and Security. Erin, welcome.
Thanks, Scott. Good to be here.
Good to have you. Can we first talk about national security? What are the national security risks of depending on imported oil, specifically Russian oil in particular? And are we seeing these risks play out in real time now?
Sure. So as you know, President Biden, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, other security leaders for multiple months now have underscored that continuing on our fossil fuel dependence and continued global warming poses an existential threat to U.S. national security, right? It constrains our force readiness. It contributes to instability around the globe. And climate change continues to pose a threat to human well-being. And now we see that in addition to all of those risks of fossil fuel use, it also creates geopolitical concerns with a country like Russia. Russia can potentially hold Europe hostage and act more aggressively in the region. So not only do fossil fuels create climate risks, they also create geopolitical risks that we're seeing play out in real time right now.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you about the longer term picture here. A number of analysts are talking once again about energy independence in light of the, you know, the prices we're seeing now at the pump, and calling on the Biden administration to drill more, lift restrictions on fracking to make up for the potential loss of Russian oil. Your thoughts on that, that we should, you know, produce more so we are less dependent on Russian hydrocarbons?
I absolutely think we need to build energy resilience in the United States so that we can withstand shocks like this to the system. And the way that we do that is by doubling down on investments in clean energy. The reason we do that is not only because of the current crisis, but because for all of the other reasons that the Biden administration and others have laid out to protect our coastlines, to protect our communities, right, to minimize the impact of future extreme weather events on our states, you know, wildfires in California to hurricanes on the Gulf Coast. None of those threats have gone away because of what's happening in Russia and Ukraine. And we have to keep that in mind. So moving towards energy resilience, moving towards clean energy is what we need to focus on.
Is this now an opportunity for what you're describing? Experts talk about something called demand destruction. If oil prices stay high for a long time, people start looking for alternatives. They start buying different vehicles, electric vehicles. Are high oil prices an opportunity here?
I think they are. And I think you're seeing that in some of the decisions that are coming out of Europe right now, with Germany pledging to move more quickly to net zero, and the European Union developing plans along those lines. This is not to say that this is all easy, right? But what we've seen in the past few weeks is that countries can make big decisions very quickly when they assess risks to their people's livelihoods, right? And their security. So let's move more quickly on that. Let's take bold action to move towards energy resilience.
Well, how about the argument, though, that the energy system doesn't turn on a dime here, right? People own their vehicles for 10 years, 15 years. So for now, sure, we can invest in these longer-term carbon-free alternatives. But right now, we need what we're using now to get around, to fly on our airplanes, to get to our offices. I mean, can we do both at the same time?
Sure, we need what we have right now, but we need to make plans for the future, right? And if we make decisions towards, you know, increasing oil production or increasing fracking, I mean, that doesn't happen overnight either. And if we invest there instead of investing in clean energy, we're missing an opportunity, and we're putting Americans at risk in the long term from all of these national security risks associated with climate change. You've had multiple secretaries of defense, whether it was Jim Mattis or Lloyd Austin, talk about the security risks posed by a warming planet. And we've had billions of dollars of damage to Air Force bases on the Gulf Coast, or curtailed training days for our military in California due to wildfires. So we need to keep that in mind, and we need to lay the groundwork today for moving forward towards clean energy in the future. And again, not to say that you can snap your fingers and it happens overnight, but if you don't make the investments today, we certainly won't get there in the future.
Aaron Sikorsky directs the Center for Climate and Security. Aaron, thanks for the time.
Thank you, Scott.